Support for Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in Lafayette's Oil Center next to Hyman's. The number for Acadiana Prescription Shop is 233-4017.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. West Virginia Democratic Senator Jay Rockefeller is reported ready to announce this hour he will not seek a sixth term next year. Rockefeller's decision, if that's what he decides, could create new opportunities for Republicans in a conservative state. Vice President Joe Biden says he will have gun control recommendations for President Obama by Tuesday. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on Biden's preview of some of the steps he has in mind.
Biden spoke to reporters during back-to-back meetings with some of the groups that have a stake in the gun control debate. He said there's a growing consensus that background checks should be required for every gun sale, and he said there's a lot of talk about how to strengthen the background check database, known as the NICS.
How do we get the information, for example, convicted felons in a state, how do they get on the NICS?
Biden's afternoon meeting with gun rights groups was closed to the press. The National Rifle Association released a defiant statement after that meeting. It said, in part, "We will not allow law-abiding gun owners to be blamed for the acts of criminals and madmen." Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The Federal Aviation Administration is conducting a complete review of the design and the construction of the new Boeing 787 aircraft. A fire, a fuel leak, and a cracked windshield are among recent incidents documented with 787s. FAA Administrator Michael Huerta.
There is nothing that I have seen that leads me to believe that this airplane is not safe. But the purpose of the review is to validate the work that we've done and to look at the quality and other processes to ensure that effective oversight is being done.
Boeing President Ray Conner.
We have a complete confidence both in the discipline and the rigor of the process that approved the 787's entry into service and continued safety and performance of the airplane.
Conner says anything the review turns up will only help the company build better airplanes. Syrian rebels say they have captured a major strategic government airbase in the north of the country. Meanwhile, some of the worst Middle East winter weather in decades is compounding the daily struggles of many Syrians as the civil war rages on. NPR's Susanna George has a report from Beirut, Lebanon.
This video, uploaded by activists and unable to be independently verified, shows a group of men waiting in a gas line as large, fluffy snowflakes fall around them. Syria's been battling fuel shortages for months, but the situation's now intensified with the arrival of cold weather. Ziad, an activist in Damascus, tells NPR via Skype that with heating oil scarce and expensive, Syrians are converting gas stoves to wood burning. But, he says, even the wood is now scarce. Susanna George, NPR News, Beirut.
Stocks are down slightly this morning. The Dow down nearly 7 points. The Nasdaq down 4. The S&P down 3. This is NPR News. A new study shows China's one-child policy has produced less trusting, more risk-averse, and more pessimistic people. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports the results come as Chinese leaders consider changing the population control system.
The study by researchers at Australia's Monash University was published in the journal Science. It focused on 421 individuals in Beijing. Researchers found that only children were less likely to work in professions that involved business risks, such as finance. They also tended to be less conscientious and less competitive, the study showed. Researchers said these traits could undermine China's labor market. Many in China perceived the nation's only children, or little emperors, as spoiled and selfish. But researchers cautioned that their results should not be applied to the entire country. Parents have routinely circumvented the one-child policy by paying fines or bribes. And families in rural China are allowed to have two kids. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.
Snow has temporarily closed parts of Interstate 5 north of Los Angeles. KABC-TV asked driver Jackson Bisons if he was expecting it, and he said a little bit sheepishly,
"I mean, no, but I realize now that I should have been, for sure." Based on previous experience.
Strawberry and citrus growers have been covering their crops and bringing out giant fans in the region in hopes of saving the crops from freezing. Automakers are hiring to meet new demand after their long slump. Ford says it will hire 2,200 engineers. and other white-collar workers, including computer workers this year, Honda 50 people in Ohio, and Nissan 400 in Mississippi. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Carnegie Corporation of New York, a foundation created to do what Andrew Carnegie called real and permanent good, celebrating 100 years of philanthropy.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We had a request for some early Tab Benoit. We're going to go back to 1994. Here is Tab on guitar and vocals from the disc What I Live For with a number called Across the Line.
I never minded your constant pout. You sleep all day and all night you're out. You didn't observe no warning sign. No, no. You cross the line. While you were sleeping late last night, you thought your dreams were locked up tight. His name slipped out in a lonely sigh. Yeah. Cross the line.
slow. Please write my mama, tell her the shape I'm in. Won't you please write my mama, babe, tell the shape I'm in. Forgive me for my sin. Well, I don't need no doctor. He can't do me no good. I don't need no doctor. It's all my fault. I did not do the things I should. It's the problem. If I don't get well no more, yeah, I done had my fun. Oh, I might not get well no more. My health is failing me. Yes, I'm going down slow.
Eric Bibb from his disc Friends. It came out in 2004. Eric with a special guest Taj Mahal on that track, doing a rendition of Going Down Slow, a tune first recorded back in 1941 by St. Louis Jimmy. Seems like everybody's done versions of that. Jimmy Odin was his real name. Muddy Waters, Howling Wolf, Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin, Johnny Winter, B.B. King, Huey Lewis have all recorded versions of Going Down Slow. Before we heard Eric Bibb with Taj Mahal, we heard Tab Benoit from a disc called What I Live For, one of his early Justice Records releases. That one came out in 1994. Tab on guitar and vocals doing a number called Cross the Line. Next here on the Blues Box on KRVS, a number that Taj Mahal recorded back in 1967. It was first done, though, by Sleepy John Estes of Ripley, Tennessee. Here's a rendition, though, from J-Mo's Jazz Band from a brand new disc called Renaissance Man, a rendition of Leaving Trunk. ¶¶
seen no whiskey but the blues. Made me sloppy drunk. Ain't seen no whiskey but the blues. Made me sloppy drunk. I'm going back to Memphis, where I'll have much better luck. Sometimes I feel like I'm about to lose my mind. I stay so worried and bothered all the time. Sometimes it feels like I'm about to lose my mind. I stay so worried and bothered all the time. Going back to Memphis, where I'll have much better luck.
whiskey, but the blues made me sloppy drunk. Can't see no whiskey, but the blues made me sloppy drunk. I'm going back to Memphis, where I'll have much better luck.
J-Mo's Jazz Band from their new disc, Renaissance Man, with a rendition of Leaving Trunk. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS.
Support for KRVS comes from Trails, helping build and maintain more bikeable, multi-use pathways and walkable communities throughout Louisiana. Trails focuses on designing bike and pedestrian trails by way of grants, fundraising events, and supporting and promoting bicycling and walking events. Details online at latrail.org.
From her 2011 release, Victim of the Blues, here's Tracy Nelson on vocals with guest Marsha Ball doing an old Jimmy Reed tune.
Shoot him. I'm gonna shoot that man, 'cause he don't.
Deborah Coleman on guitar and vocals from her first disc, Taking a Stand. That was recorded back in 1994. And the studio time and production for this disc were a prize that she won in a blues contest. So her first disc was given to her basically because of her talent. She's had 8 more since that time and won all sorts of awards. Deborah Coleman with a rendition of Moaning the Blues. Before we heard Deborah, we heard Tracy Nelson here on KRVS. Tracy from the disc Victim of the Blues, her most recent release. She did a Jimmy Reed tune called Shoot My Baby. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to the first person to record that last tune, Moaning the Blues, that Deborah Coleman did. Deborah's quite a guitar slinger, as was this lady we're talking about, Memphis Minnie. Here is Memphis Minnie with Weary Woman Blues.
I was cake when I'm hungry, lightning when I'm dry. Cake when I'm hungry, lightning when I'm dry. And some good men to love me, heaven when I die. Nobody wants you when you're struggling all alone. Nobody wants you when you're struggling all alone. But when you find someone, they will wreck your happy home. Oh, step on that pavement, tell all about it. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Long time. Show. Good Lord sets up in heaven above. Just to show. Good Lord sets up in heaven above. You know your life ain't worth living if you can't be with the one you love. Well, I'm going away to leave you at a big bed all alone by yourself. Going away to leave you at a big bed all alone by yourself. Baby, just like I love you, I'm learning to love somebody else. That's what I'm talking about.
Kind of lies, said everything before your children, treat your wife all kind of way, treat your husband every kind of way. God said you better learn how to treat your husband. Got to go down, got to go down. You better learn. learn how to treat your helper. Got to go down, got to go down. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. The life you live and won't do the church. You better learn how to treat your helper. Got to go down. Calls the mother to get careless, but God tell you how to raise a child. You've got to place your everything before a child and do everything before. God said it, you've got to learn how to live for your children. Got to go down, got to go down. You better learn how to live for your children. You got to go down, got to go down. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. The life you live is all to you to trust. Better learn how to live for your children. Got to go down. And you travel through the world and don't know how to treat your wife. And giving everybody else the thing that ought to give to your wife. God said, you better learn how to treat your companion. Got to go down. Got to go down. You better learn how to treat your companion. Got to go down. Got to go down. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Life you live and won't do the church. You better learn how to treat your companion. Got to go down and you're traveling through the world. Some people think that because a man is a drunker and will drink liquor sometime and cut up and raise sand. If you come and tap your house, you've got to carry before the law. When God said it, when you could suggest things your own self, God said it, you better learn how to treat that drunker. Got to go down, got to go down. You better learn how to treat that drunker. Got to go down, got to go down. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. The life you're living won't do the trick. You better learn how to treat that drunker. Got to go down, got to go down. You better learn how to treat that drunker, but you got to go down, got to go down. You better learn how to treat that drunker. You got to go down, got to go down. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. The life you're living won't do the trick. You better learn how to treat that drunker, but you got to go down.
The Blind Reverend Gary Davis, a number call You Got to Go Down, originally from the Carolinas. He ended up in Harlem in the 1940s as a street singer there, and was eventually basically discovered on a national scale and toured, did festivals, coffee houses, all that sort of thing, starting in the 1960s. The Reverend Gary Davis. He was preceded here on the Blues Box on KRVS by Memphis Minnie, another great guitarist, one of the first recognized women rural style guitarists and blues artists. She was really something. We heard Memphis Minnie doing Weary Woman Blues. Next here on KRVS, a track from the longest running Piedmont blues duet, Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee. Sonny on blues harp, Brownie on guitar and vocals. We're going to listen to them do a tune that was first recorded by Chicago pianist Charlie Seeger. The signature version of this tune was done back in 1940 by Jazz Gillum on vocals and blues harp and Big Bill Brunzi on guitar. Some say that Big Bill actually wrote this tune. Here's Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee from somewhere between 1948 and 1951 with their rendition of Key to the Highway.
I got the key to the highway. Bill, out I'm bound to go. Gonna leave here running because walking is most too slow. I'm going back, back to the border where I'm better known. Well, you ain't nothing but driving a good man away from home. Shows the moon peeps over the mountain. I'll be on my way. I'm gonna roam this old highway until the break of day. Walk it down now, sonny boy. Now
Now give me one more kiss, mama, just before I go. Well, if I leave this time, I won't be back no more. So long, so long, baby, I must say goodbye. Gonna roam this old highway until the day I die.
Support comes from John Slaughter, photographer and author of The Photographic Treatment of Grand Coteau, Louisiana, published by the University of Louisiana at Lafayette Press. More at grandcoteaubook.com. Support for KRVS comes from Restore, located at 215 Pinhook Road in Lafayette, open to the public for shopping new and gently used furniture, appliances, and building materials, with all sales and donations directly benefiting Lafayette Habitat for Humanity. For information on donating items or scheduling a pickup, the number is 371-6030. Online at restorelafayette.org.
I would like to know the wood that smell like gravy. Now why don't you tell me some? Well, I'm not best in town, but I'll be the best to the best come around. The wood that smell like gravy, and I would like to know. Lot of talk about your candy shop. I'd like to try lollipop. Would this smell like gravy? Now I would like to know. Not the best in town, but I'll be the best until the best come around. It's fit like gravy, and I would like you to know. Not the best in town, but I'll be the best until the best come around. Would this make that great thing? And I would like to know.
Recorded in the 1940s, John Lee Williamson on blues harp and vocals, the original Sonny Boy Williamson, Sonny Boy the First, a number called Good Gravy. Sonny Boy was actually the first, when you come to think about it, he's probably the first blues artist to elevate the blues harp to the stature of a lead instrument. Prior to this, it had filled more of a novelty role, rhythmic additions, few phrases here and there, but not as strong as Sonny Boy's playing. He first started recording back in 1938. And before we heard Sonny Boy Williamson, we heard Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee. Sonny Terry on blues harp, Brownie on vocals and guitar, doing a rendition of Key to the Highway, that old blues classic. Next here on KRVS, another like Sonny Boy Williamson the First, another harp player originally from Tennessee that found his way to Chicago. And in fact, this gentleman is going to do a Sonny Boy Williamson tune. We're talking about Junior Wells on blues harp and vocals. We're going to listen to Junior recorded at Dockside Studios in Maurice, Louisiana, back in 1996. Junior Wells on blues harp and vocals with Corey Harris on a national, actually a 12-string dobro, and their rendition of the Sonny Boy Williamson tune, Million Year Blues. This is from Junior Wells' disc, Come On In This House.
Honest, my heart gets a bit like a hammer, and my eyes get so full of tears. My heart gets a bit like a hammer, and my eyes get so full of tears. You've been only gone for 24 hours, but it seems like a million years. And if I ever mistreated you, Lord knows I didn't mean you no harm. If I ever mistreated you, baby, Lord knows I didn't do you no harm. Cause there ain't nothing but a little country boy. I'm right down over that old farm. Think I'm nothing but a clown. I don't believe you think I'm nothing. You think I'm nothing. Thank you.
reason why I keep hanging around. Oh, no, I know that you love me. Oh, is that the reason I keep on hanging around? Now, but as soon as I get my money, I'm gonna leave this bad little town.
Don't know why you keep
keep on haunting me.
Hans Tasink and Terry Adams, Terry Evans, from their recent release, Delta Time is the name of that disc. They had with them on that track, special guest Ry Cooter, also on guitar. And of course, it was Blues Stay Away From Me, an old Delmore Brothers tune. The Delmore Brothers were participants on the Grand Ole Opry back in the 1930s, one of quite a number of very significant brother duets that were very, very popular in country music and old-time music back in the 1930s. Interesting tune for Evans and Tasink. Very, very interesting disc. Some wonderful harmony on this particular effort. Before we heard Hans Tasink and Terry Evans, we heard Junior Wells. Junior Wells on blues, harp, and vocals, along with Alvin Youngblood Hart on guitar from Junior Wells' disc Come On In This House. We heard him do a rendition of the Sonny Boy Williamson tune Million Year Blues. Next here on KRVS from her 2010 release, the disc is called Ain't Got No Troubles. Here's Eden Brent on piano and vocals with Leave Me Alone.
Can't remember the last time you smiled. We haven't made love in such a long, long while. And if it's over, we'd better move on. But when you leave me alone. So many nights spent by your side. So many more without you I've cried. Thank you.
Leave Me Alone. Once again, Eden Brent on piano and vocals from her disc Ain't Got No Troubles. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana. KRVS, we broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. Thanks to all of you out there who have been supporting us, both individual members and underwriters. Those of you who aren't members of public radio, consider helping us out. We need your support to keep these programs going. We have blues for you.